Revelation chapter 16. Then I heard a loud voice coming out of the temple, saying to the seven angels, Go, and pour out the seven bowls of the wrath of God unto the earth. So the first angel went and poured out his bowl unto the earth, and it became a terrible, severe sore on the men who had the impression of the character of the beast, and who worshipped his image. Then the second angel poured out his bowl unto the sea, and it became like the blood of a dead man, and every living creature in the sea died. Then the third angel poured out his bowl unto the rivers and the springs of water, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the waters saying, You, the one who is, and who was, and is to come, the Holy One, are righteous in judging them in this way. For they poured out the blood of the Holy Ones and the prophets, so you have given them blood to drink, which is what they deserve. And I heard a voice from the altar saying, Yes, O Lord God the Almighty, your judgments are true and righteous. And the fourth angel poured out his bowl on the sun, and it was granted to it to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with sweltering heat. So they cursed the name of God who has the authority over these calamities, but they didn't repent and give him glory. And the fifth angel poured out his bowl on the throne of the beast, and his kingdom was enveloped in darkness. So they gnawed their tongues because of the misery. And they cursed the God of the heavens because of their misery and their sores, but they didn't repent of their works. And the sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and its water dried up, so that the way would be prepared for the kings that come from the east. Then I saw three unclean spirits resembling frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. These are the spirits of evil deities which do signs, going out to the kings of the entire world, to gather them together for the battle of the great day of the Almighty God. Pay attention, I will come like a thief. Blessed is the one who stays spiritually awake, taking care of his garments, so that he doesn't walk naked and have everyone see his shame. And they, the evil spirits, gathered them together in the place which is called in Hebrew Har Mageddon. Then the seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air, and a loud voice came out of the temple of the heavens, even from the throne, saying, It is completed. And there was lightning, celestial sounds, and thunder, and an enormous earthquake took place. This earthquake was more widespread and more powerful than any that have ever happened since there were men on the earth. And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell, and the great Babylon was remembered before God to give to her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath, and every island fled away, and mountains were not found. And huge hail came down out of heaven on the men, every stone weighing about a talent. So the men cursed God because of the calamity of the hail, for the calamity of it was extremely great. This is the end of Revelation chapter 16.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.